Dr. John Baracchio is the Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, and it's time for Speaking Psychological on a Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Dr. Baracchio, good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Tony.
I want to talk about an interesting topic, which I think is very pertinent, considering the weather conditions in the northeastern United States, one that's caused the MSU men's basketball team to have a game postponed for the first time in 14 years. That game against Rutgers that was to be played tonight will be played Thursday night in New Jersey at 6 o'clock. But we need to learn, especially when we're traveling and things like this happen and people are stuck in airports or stuck in hotel rooms, we need to really learn how to focus on change and adapting and not letting ourselves get stressed out when things happen that kind of take us off schedule.
Well, Tony, I think most of us who have traveled a lot, which I have, and I'm sure you have been stranded. I remember spending a night in Milwaukee overnight, okay, in Chicago overnight. So I think that, fortunately, this has not happened a lot, may come to my mind. And I think what we have to really do is really work on patience, work on tolerance, and really realize there's nothing we can do. Because in those settings, you'll see people really short fuse. You'll see people angry. And not that people don't have every reason to be upset and concerned, but these are things that just happen. They're part of life. They're part of what makes life difficult. And when they happen, what we really have to be looking at is, well, what's the solution? What can we do to make this difficult situation more effective, to get by it, and then prepare for the next one? I remember another time many years ago, we with our friends at Clarizio's, we'd been traveling. This is someone I taught at MSU. And we ended up stranded in Chicago, depending on the flight. So we ended up renting a car and driving home, back into Lansing. That's another one of those things that can another option that you can have. So just be aware, if you live life, you're going to run into frustrating things. Some are going to be more frustrating than others. Look upon each one as a challenge, as an opportunity, as something to resolve, because life is short. And if we live a life that we get upset and everything bothers us, or even big things bother us too much, then we're really going to be anxious, we're going to be angry, we're going to have problems in life, and it's going to be tough for us and everyone around us. It's really key to learn how to problem solve.
All right, Dr. Baracchio, what can we do to calm ourselves when we're upset, when we're uptight, especially people like me who are emotional beings? I usually have to take a couple of deep breaths and think about the good things and then go find the solutions to the challenge.
But Tony, you just said it. I've always believed that if you close your eyes a little bit, you breathe in, you breathe out, you do that for a little period of time. It can be 20 seconds, 30 seconds, a minute. Try to even count one, breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing in deeply, breathing out. This type thing can kind of take your mind off things. Then you have to kind of look, and it is good to look at the life that you have. Look at some of the positive things. Like you say, you have two wonderful children, you have a wonderful wife, you have a good job, you have friends, you're trying to be a good person. Those are all positive things that you have in your life. So if you're stranded on 96 or on 94 or somewhere on the road due to an accident, due to road work, you just have to kind of look at life. Oh, well, these are things that are put here. If you're spiritual, you'll say, well, these are tests, and we'll see how we deal with them. If we just believe this is the way life is, we just need to learn how to adapt to them, and we just try to move forward in life, because all the anger a person has, all the frustration, is not going to make them more effective. In fact, if anything, it's going to close their mind to choices, and it's going to close their mind to really solving the problem, because they're going to be so involved being upset, angry, frustrated, call it whatever word you want, that they are not going to be cool-headed and focusing on a solution.
Before I let you go, Dr. Baracchio, what tools can we give our kids, especially those younger kids, the coping skills they need to learn this early?
I think one of the things we want to do is model patience. We want to model perseverance. We want to model the kinds of behaviors we want for children. And we want to give them examples of successful people, of people that are effective, whether it's they're watching TV, whether they're reading, whether it's a friend, whether it's people we know, for sure ourselves, that we can just model for them and try to have them emulate the types of behaviors and attitudes that are going to get them ahead in life. And if you're angry and blowing your top and all frustrated, then that's not going to help your children. Unfortunately, those homes often produce the same kind of person. So we want to model, and I like the word emulate. We want the children to emulate what we're doing or particular examples of people. This is why maybe a nation needs heroes. Certainly a home needs people that we really look up to, that we can find that have done some extraordinary or some very even ordinary things that we want our children to do and behave in such a way. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing that too many parents don't really think about the power of modeling and how when we model it, they do it.
Dr. John Braccio is the director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. We've been speaking psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Check out Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. Dr. Braccio, thanks so much, sir.
Always a pleasure, my friend.